Jacob Perry now 1-for-3 from the free throw line of the night, pushes it back to an 11-point lead for the Redhawks.
Normally, Jacob Perry is one of the best free throw shooters for the Cass City Redhawks.
And he misses the second one. So the score remains 11-point lead for Cass City, 32-21. 45 seconds left in the third. As Tyler Labor goes against Israelson, he just blocks him down outright. And now Cass City with the ball. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Orvin against Tremell on the left wing. Wide open in the back door is number 11, Jacob Perry, for the wide open layup, and it's good. Now a 13-point lead, 34-21, 23 seconds left. Maddox with the ball at the free throw line. Out to Tremell for three from the left wing. Yes! Austin Tremell with his second three on the night. He has 8 points, back to a 10-point game, 34-24. 6 seconds left. Orban with the ball, loses the handle, gets it back. 3 seconds left. Wide open down to number five at the layup. And a two missed shots at the layup. First by Shank and then by Israelson to end the third quarter with a score of 34-24 headed to the fourth quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Cass City by 10.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
One quarter remains, and Cassie leads by 10, 34-24. Ryan Brown listed into the trailing hatches huddle. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Satisfied with his team's effort. They just got to get a little more consistency on offense and keep the big guy out of the paint for Cass City. Look for Maddox to come and work the arc a little bit more, and then I know Mr. Mooney, they're still going to try and look for that three ball here.
What makes you think Maddox is going to shoot a three?
History?
Ben Braden, being guarded by Orban from 12 feet at the top of the key, dribbles to his left into Matt Kramer's hands now. Over to Will Sutton, tipped by Israelson. Will Sutton now at the right wing. Beats it down to Ben Braden on the back door. Hot, and this one is good. Braden reading the defense well. Brings it down to an 8-point deficit for the Hatchets. 34-26, 7.5 to play. And Orban breaks the press into number 5, Shank's hand, being guarded by Tremell. Dribbling at the right wing, back up to the top to Hardwick. He can shoot the 3, but does not. Instead, he drives down to the lane, and we have a charge. Offensive foul against Hardwick. That is his first foul of the night, and the third against Cass City in this half. Gives the ball back to Bad Axe. Heads up play by James Canarian. Set up shop right outside the block and brought him down. Didn't even have to execute a Cody Zeller Wisconsin flop on that one.
Now, Ryan and Clark, this might be the time for a trade right here.
Miss John Mooney says it himself. 34-26, Bad Axe trails by 8, 7-10 remain. Austin Tamel, who's hit 2 already tonight, with the ball now into Matt Kramer's hands, pulls up from the free throw line, the short jumper, and it's out of bounds, last touch by Cass City. Out of bounds, Bad Axe ball right in front of their own bench on the right side of your radio, far side of your radio. Austin Tamel is passing this one in, right into the half court. Into Ben Braden. 6:59 left in the fourth. 34-26, Cass City by 8. Tremell left wing into Canarian left corner for 3. Yes! John Mooney said it, and Canarian's in the books with 3 points and brings Bad Axe within 5. 34-29, Cass City leads. 6:42 left in the fourth. Across the timeline, Shank on the right wing up to Orban. Top of the key, resets the offense. 6.5 to play in the fourth. A 5-point game. Cass City's led as many as 15, cut that down by 10, has Bad Axe in this fourth quarter. And back they outscored Cass City 15-12 in the third. They try to feed into Israelson, and Bad Axe double-teams Israelson, and they steal the ball, and Ben Brain was fouled by number 11, Jacob Perry, on the transition. That is Perry's fourth foul, and the fourth team foul against Cass City. So Bannock will get the ball on the side. We have a 30-second timeout called by Cass City. Cass City leads 34-29 with 6:21 left in the fourth, but Bannock is surging.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Well, it's getting interesting here. Bannock on a 5-0 run here in the fourth quarter. Ryan Brown, what'd you find out on the sideline?
Well, Coach Bernard looked his guys in the eyes and he said, where's the will to win? Are we playing scared? We want these guys to get a little tougher out here, both offensively and defensively.
If you're scared, get a dog. James Canarian over to Austin Chamel for three. Sweet spot. This one's no good. Rebound, Cass City. Line number five, Shank. Here comes the Bannock, or Cass City Redhawks. Cody Orban with the ball, being guarded by Ben Bray, and Tom McKee dribbles right down to the lane. Wide open in the layup is good. Cody Orban with his first points in the second half. He has 12 of the first points for Cass City in this fourth quarter. They lead by 7, 36-29. Ben Bray tries to cut into the lane, and he's fouled on the floor. That'll be the fifth team foul against Cass City in the half. It's a push on number two, Cody Orban, his first. Shank sits down for Cass City, out there for Cass City. Orban, Dickinson, Israelson, Hartwick, and Perry. Bannock throws this one into the backcourt to inbound it. They trail by 7, 5:45 left in the fourth. Ben Braden nearly has it stolen away on the tip, on the pass over to the left wing by Dickinson. Goes out of bounds. Bannock's ball right in front of their own bench.
Right now, Cody Orban looks like he's got two lasers for eyes. He wants to take over this game. 5 minutes, 41 seconds to go.
Tremel feeds it into the right corner to Braden. Now into the left wing is Kramer. Wide open is Canary in the left corner for three. Yes! James Canary with back-to-back threes. Now a four-point game. 36-32, Cass City by four. 5:22 left. Dickinson at the block, feeds it out to Israelson. High post, back out to Orban for three. No rebound, still loose, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Israelson. Bannock with the ball. We have an upset brewing here in USA with 5:15 left in the fourth.
That's one thing about the clock and the scoreboard. When the score gets a little bit closer, that ring gets a little bit tighter and so on.
Here comes Bannock. Left to right across your radio. Braden over to Canarian for three. Left to left wing. This one's good. James Canary with back-to-back-to-back threes makes this a one-point game, 36-35, Cass City by one. Into Israelson, in the lane, and he swung the elbow, an offensive foul against Israelson. He is not pleased. He chucked the ball over his head, and it's Bad Axe ball again. Israelson swung like it was Rocky IV against the Russian and cleared out the whole lane. Unfortunately, can't quite do that. That's the first foul against Cole Israelson in the sixth team against Cass City. And Bad Axe has the ball with a chance to take the lead. They trail by one, 36-35 to Cass City, with 4:50 left in the fourth quarter. Braden across the timeline against Orban, favoring to his right side, into lane, kicks it out to Kramer for three. Right corner, no good. Rebound Orban for Cass City. Bodies falling over all over the place. Orban facing Braden in a press. 4:35 over to the left wing. And now we have a timeout called by Aaron Fernald. No word yet if it's a full timeout or not. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here on this one. 36-35, Cass City leads by a mere point. They led as many as by 15. They led at half by 13, 10 after third quarter. John Moody, what do you think Aaron Rinald setting up for this game?
Right now, he's trying to light a fire under his captains, I'm sure, especially Cody Orban. Cody Orban has the ability to go ahead and take over a game and look for him to give it the old try. I'm looking at Bad Axe also, and there's an unwritten rule in basketball is that when you have somebody that hit a tray or hit a big shot and everything, the next time down in the next possession, that person should be touching the ball. And that's exactly what did not happen, and maybe Coach Quinn is reminding his troops.
that you